Music Radio 820 WTNW, playing the best of the 70s, 80s, and 90s. And you're home for Marion County Warriors football. And we've got Dave Daffron on the line with us, who is the voice of the Marion County Warriors. And we'll be bringing you all the play-by-play action from the Warriors this season. Dave, how are you today?
Doing well, Logan, doing well. Looking forward to this season. Of course, Marion County coming off a great season during Coach Ross's first year at Marion County.
No doubt about that.
Games, losing only two, and so hopefully we can make a return to Cookeville this year.
No doubt about it. Last year was an amazing, amazing season. You know, if you'd have told me at the beginning of the season last year, based on the team, we were all, you know, impressed. But if you'd said, oh, now this is going to be the year, we're going to make it all the way to Cookeville, I would have said, well, you know, it's a first-year coach, surely not. But, yeah, knock me over with a feather. It happened last year. And I believe this year might be another year for that too, Dave.
Well, one of the really amazing things, Logan, about last year's team, mm-hmm. not only did they make it to Cookeville, but if you will recall, this was coming off some rather sordid events in Marion County football history.
Yeah.
And the Warriors had to give up their spring practice. And not only did they have to give up their spring practice, they had to give up a couple of weeks in the fall practice. So really, Coach Ross did not, in his staff, did not have a full time to prepare Marion County for what they did last year. And that makes that even more amazing. Now, not only have they had a full spring practice, mm-hmm. they've had a full fall practice, and they've had a year with Coach Ross. So,
yeah, you have a team that's raring and ready to go for football this season, no doubt about it.
Exactly, and they proved that during the Jamboree when the varsity made their appearance against the Football Tigers.
Well, tell us a little bit about that, because you were at the Jamboree, which was up in Bledsoe County this year. Tell us a little bit about what you saw out of our Marion County Warriors at the Jamboree this year.
Well, tremendous defense, and you would expect nothing less from Coach Ross, because he is an old linebacker and he is a defensive coach. But we had two touchdown performances from a gentleman who's returning mm-hmm. for his senior year, Josh Henderson. And then King Hale, a sophomore, hauled in a Logan Walters pass, beautiful reception, and lots of speed after the ball got into King's hands for the touchdown. So those were the three touchdowns. I know some Marion County fans wanted the fourth one.
Right.
And this will be debated for years to come in Jamboree Lower. But the officials apparently thought the Marion County runner fumbled before he crossed the plane of the end zone, and the ball went into the end zone. Marion County fans would like to think that the fumble came after mm-hmm. He had crossed the goal line. So we don't have instant replay in high school, so that one will be debated.
Right. It's one of those things that it would be nice if we had it, because then we would have that ability, but it is what it is. But, you know, and I never thought about that, but I guess there is a such thing as Jamboree lore, because we've seen stuff that happened at Jamboree's past that's still on debate today as far as a team's performance for that season.
Sure, sure. Marion County, when you look at the schedule, now we're going to be playing a regional schedule this year and not the old district.
Right.
The region that Marion County is in, first of all, we're in Division One. Mm-hmm. That's supposedly public school. We're Class AA, mm-hmm. Region 3. And that puts Marion County with a whole host of new teams to play. On that schedule this year, new teams, of course, will be from the region, Meigs County, Brainerd, Boyd Buchanan, Tyner Academy, and Silverdale Academy.
And these are all pretty powerful teams in their own right.
Well, they are. The only danger in this schedule, or pardon me, the only team that we're familiar with in this schedule in the region is Bledsoe County, and we have not been with them in a region or district schedule for several years now, but Bledsoe returns, so Marion County will be playing them, and it will be a game that will count. It won't be like the last couple of years where we just played and, you know, it was for the sake of camaraderie and, right, and keeping up our schedule.
Right. This is a real deal this year.
Yes, sir. It will be the real deal. We take a look at Marion County's schedule, and you will notice that they have lost Sequatchie County in football from the schedule because they have seven set ball games. And Marion County starts the season, or started the season, with Hickson, a 4A school, and that should tell Marion County coaches about what they need to do with the defense and things, maybe adjustments on offense. Then Marion County plays another non-region foe on August the 28th when they travel up to Colemont to take on rival Grundy County. That's another non-region game. Then the region schedule starts on September the 4th when Marion County will travel up to Decatur, Tennessee, to play Meigs County. And then the rivalry game, the oldest continuous rivalry in Tennessee, Marion County will play South Pittsburgh week four.
That's a game and we just a game we just can't stand to not to to lose, so we're going to have that one definitely.
Yes. But then Marion County plays no more outside of region opponents, and that means that we're going to be playing six region opponents in a row, and that's Brainerd, Boyd Buchanan, Tyner, Silverdale Baptist Academy, Bledsoe County, and Polk County. Now, Polk County, Silverdale, and Tyner will all be at home. Brainerd, Boyd Buchanan, and Bledsoe will all be on the road.
Right, and so we've got several on-the-road games this year. We've still got a lot of a good bit of home games, too, to play as well this season. But definitely looking forward to it. It's going to be a good season, I believe. And as we mentioned, we're going to have all of the games right here as they happen, live on WTNW. They'll be on our web stream, of course. The radio station, as you know, we have to sign off at night at a certain time due to our FCC license restrictions, but we do have our web stream that goes 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at WTNW820.com. Also, we have an app for, there's an app for that, Dave, you know, everything's got an app now, and we've got an app too, You could find it free if you haven't already downloaded it. It's available in the iTunes App Store or Google Play for the Android users, also the BlackBerry Store for BlackBerry mobile users. Just search for WTNW and download it absolutely free. We'll have the game right there in the app that you can listen to on Friday nights live. And plenty of bandwidth this year. Shouldn't have any problems being able to get the game. We've teamed up with our partners over at Voiceopia, and they provide our streaming services. So they should have plenty of bandwidth for us to get the games on the air. And then we'll have the replay of the game for those who maybe want to just listen to it on the radio on Saturday mornings. It'll be on 10 a.m. Saturday mornings after Kyle Holland and Cole Mountain Bluegrass. But now this is a new thing this year, Dave, that we're really excited about. For those of you who want to listen to the game at another time, let's say you're not able to listen on Friday nights for whatever reason. Maybe 10 a.m. on Saturday mornings is not a good time for you to listen on the radio or, again, on the web stream or on the app. But if you have the app, this is something new this year we're going to offer on the app and also online, is we're going to have on-demand replay of each week's game that people can go in and listen to anytime they want to following the game on Saturdays. So as soon as the game airs on Saturdays, it'll be available for on-demand stream on the app and on our website, and they'll be able to listen to it right there anytime they want. So that's a pretty cool new thing that we've lined up and made available this year.
We're looking forward to the season. Doug Ramsey is going to be our analyst again this year. This mm-hmm. will be Doug's 10th year on the broadcast. And this will be I'm trying to add it up here real quick. This will be the 33rd year that I've done Marion County High School.
So you
football.
I was getting ready to ask that. How many years? So that's 33 years. So back about 1982? Does that
correct.
Sound right? 1982, your first season of Marion County football. 33 years of it this year. And a tremendous job, as always, that you do with it. And, I mean, I can't imagine. When I think of it, it's just like when people think of Tennessee football. Of course, now Bob Kessling's taking his place in history, but a lot of people still think back to John Ward. And I think all of us remember that. But now with Marion County football, when we think of that and we think of the play-by-play on the radio, the first name that comes to mind is you. So you are definitely an institution in Marion County football here in the Valley.
And then, of course, Grant Webb, who always does a great job on our statistics. Mm-hmm. And by the way, speaking of statistics, now, we know the first part of this question is correct, but in Region 3, out of the 8 teams, there are 3 former state champions, Marion County, Boyd Buchanan, and Tyner. And I'm going to have to check my memory here, but Meigs County may also have won a state championship. And I will get on the TSSAA website tomorrow to check and see if they were indeed a winner. I think Polk County has been high up in the playoffs, but I don't think they've won a championship. But just to think about playing in a region
right.
where 3 or possibly 4 teams have won state championships, that's just unreal.
It's going to be an awesome season. And for those who want to keep the calendar notes on specific dates, one date to note is homecoming. Homecoming is October 9th this year, 7 p.m., and it'll be against Silverdale Academy at home for homecoming. And we'll have that, of course, and all of the game action and all the info we can get on homecoming, we'll have it here. And also teaming up with our partner, MarionCountyMessenger.com, to get you scores and stuff, too. So, Dave, I appreciate it so much taking time to talk to us. Looking forward to your 33rd year this year of bringing us Marion County football, and several years now bringing it to us right here on WTNW. Thanks so much for taking time to talk to us today.
Well, there's another date they need to keep in mind, too.
What's that one?
September the 11th, and I think that's rather ironic that it would happen on 9-1-1. But that's
South Pittsburgh
or the South Pittsburgh game.
Right. That'll be a good game this year, and that's always our big rivalry. And what did you say? It was the longest ongoing rivalry in Tennessee high school football, right?
And you can see Vic Grider's already back.
Right.
Had a tremendous jamboree. They won both of them. So anybody that thinks South Pittsburgh, because maybe the numbers are down a little bit, is going to be easy pickings this year.
No.
No team.
No.
No team that Vic Grider coaches is easy pickings.
Yeah, we've got 3 strong teams in the Valley this year, and it's going to be a great year for football here in Marion County.
Should be. Look forward to talking with everyone on Thursday night. And don't forget to join us for the broadcast if you can't make the game.
All right, Dave, appreciate it. Have a great one.
Thank you, sir.
Again, our friend Dave Daffron, the voice of the Marion County Warriors. Year number 33 is the voice of the Warriors this season. And we'll be bringing you the games here on WTNW live on our web stream. We'll start that at kickoff time with the pregame show, and of course following with a bit of postgame after the broadcast. And then we'll have the broadcast replay Saturday mornings at 10 a.m. Central Time on the radio, 820 on the dial in Marion County, also on the web stream, WTNW820.com. Again, www.wtnw820.com and on the streaming mobile app. Also, you can find us on TuneIn. If you're on the TuneIn app, you can search for us there and find us there as well. And we'll have it on demand in the app and on the website, too. So check that out at WTNW820.com. Your home for the Marion County Warriors in Jasper. It's 820 WTNW.